everyone. This is Chris Cahill, broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. Skid Row Studios, real radio on the internet. And the name of this show is Psychic Every Day. So thank you so much for joining in and thanks for listening. And for those of you who showed up last week, I want to thank you, and maybe you're here again tonight, but thanks so much. Tell your friends. This show is about all things psychic. I'm a professional psychic. I'm a full-time psychic every day, which is why I call the show Psychic Every Day. And how I see energy and being psychic and all the rest of that is that you are too. This is something that everybody has. Everyone has the ability to become aware of energy or to have a consciousness about spirit and spirituality and healing and all the rest of it. And it's really kind of like, you know, something that you develop over time by deciding to. You know, if you have any skills and talents and things that you've worked on in your life, you know what I'm talking about. Like if you know how to play the piano, for example, you had to practice to become good at the piano, or even sometimes just to become mediocre. It takes a long time to become really good sometimes at something. Or as a writer, or if you are, you know, somebody who really knows how to do something else very well, dance or sing or any of the rest of it, it takes practice. Being a psychic and being able to have those abilities, those human abilities, also takes practice. It's something that some people may want, and they may want to have it and work with it, and others may, you know, not be as interested. And I'm not, you know, I have no problem with any of that. I just look at it as this is fun. This is what I do. So welcome to my show. Today is February 27th, 2013, and this is the second show. Tonight's show, the theme is truth and lies. Every week I have a different theme, and what I'll be doing during the show is talking about what my theme or what the concept of whatever it is I'm working on has to do with being psychic and with energy. And truth and lies are some of my favorite topics to look at. Not just for the sake of looking at, you know, what is true or what is not true or judging it. I don't judge it. But I look at the energy of truth all the time. And there is not just one truth. You, for example, do not just have one truth that's true for you at all times. You have your own truth. And one of the things I see as a psychic and a healer and a meditation teacher and clairvoyant teacher is that when you have your own truth, things work a lot better in your life. Let me give you an example. When you're living from the pictures or the energy that is true for you, it's really unique to you. You're the only one who can be you. So you kind of really don't have any competition for being you. And if sometimes you feel like there's a lot of other people doing the same thing you're doing, you know, like, oh God, there's so many people out here who cut hair, or there's so many people who play the guitar, or there's all these poets around, and, you know, I don't know, how am I going to do my thing? Be who you are. Find your own truth with that, and don't feel like you have to compete, because competing when you're trying to be yourself is kind of pointless. Being who you are really comes from you knowing more of what your own energy is. So that's you, again, finding your own truth. And that's where it gets a little tricky sometimes. Now, a couple things I want to mention. During the show tonight, I will be taking live calls for readings. I'll be giving readings live online. And so you can call up and I'll be giving some special readings that you can ask me a question about something that maybe you're working on your own truth of. And if you would like to do that, call me at 1-800-893-9562. So through the whole show, I'll be giving readings. And it looks like I have one that I will be starting with in a moment here. And let me see. Is somebody here? Is this my caller? Hi. Please tell me your name.
My name's Monique.
Monique. Hi, Monique.
Hi.
Thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
Oh, my goodness. It's a pleasure and an honor, and I'm just so excited. I love the work you do. It's made a tremendous difference in my life already.
Oh, thank you. I think I know who this is. You and I just became friends on Facebook recently.
Yes.
Right on. Well,
yes.
I have
experienced what I would call miracles since I spoke to you last year in April, and then connecting with you on Facebook the other day, which is why I'm calling.
Oh, thank you. That's really wonderful to hear. And one thing I do have to say, just because I know this is true, you're the one who created those miracles. So I didn't do that for you, but you know that.
I do know that, but it's nice to have a partner.
It's always nice for us to inspire and help each other. That's kind of what we're here for.
So, you know, that's what you've done.
Well, excellent. Well, how about a reading for you? Would you like a little reading?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you can ask any question. I'm kind of focusing on my special tonight of truth and lies, but you may have a different way of phrasing your question. Please go ahead and ask.
It pertains to that exact subject, which is why I thought, oh, my goodness, I have to call her. So now that I am living in my own truth of who I really am and what I mean by that is I found the courage to tell the world that I am clairvoyant and intuitive. And I actually have a connection to, I'm able to see and hear angels. And so this part of me has terrified me for my entire life. I've been the black sheep of my family. And I've decided that I'm going to live a magnificent life, that I love these parts of myself. I've given my permission to live for my own truth. And so I want to know what I look like now as a result of this coming out, so to speak.
It's so great. It looks like, and I do have a picture of the past, kind of before you gave yourself permission to step out from the fear that your family is in. And I don't want to make anybody wrong. I mean, people are often in denial of their psychic abilities because, as you know, there's been just so much demand that one not have those or, you know, express those or look. You know, and then this, too, goes back for lifetimes and upon lifetimes. And this is the past stuff I see you stepping out of, old karmic energy about lifetimes of some of which did not end so very nicely, if you get my drift, with you being punished for being a psychic or being a healer or being a medium. And in this lifetime, you were born with that higher vibration, wanting, and by higher, I mean like at a, you know, like just at a brighter vibration, wanting to express that in a safe way in the body this lifetime. And part of what you came in to do, too, you came in with an agreement with the group that you're in to, you know, to be kind of a light or a beacon and help some of them. And knowing full well that some of them would not want it, and it's never again to make anyone wrong, but you hit so much resistance and fear. So there was depression in your space for years, and anger, and all that resistance. And when I look at you now in present time, the vibration I see you working from primarily at this point looks like it's very green with a wee bit of gold in it. And gold is a wonderful vibration to be working with. I see you working with a lot of forgiveness, more of an inner peace vibration. And none of it has to be perfect. If I was to say if you had any sort of big challenge right now about what it is you're hitting moving forward with this energy, it would be the demand to somehow be perfect or be above it all. To kind of step out of the body, you know, and I see it another way too, as sometimes there's a demand to embrace the spirit and ignore the body. And I don't see you doing that, but it looks like sometimes you hit that energy, you know, and that's actually also just adding another little element to this here. Sometimes that's also the demand that we hit in very deeply organized, programmed, religious kind of programming, which is that the spirit's better than the body. So the spirit's better than the body, so the body's wrong, and you're not supposed to want the things of the body. You're not supposed to really need for the body, which is, you know, just a little aside here, one reason the Catholic Church is in so much trouble right now. And today's the Pope's last full day in office, first Pope to resign in 600 years. Yay. Anyway, but just saying, there's like an energy of a lie that goes away when you take away the competition between spirit and body. So what I see you doing right now in present time is trying to, as a being, make your spirit real in your body so you can have both, and that there isn't one that's better than the other, that they get to work in tandem. Your spirit gets to be, you get to be senior as the being, the spirit, but also your body's happy. So it looks like in the past that was not the case, you know, in this lifetime. Present time, that's the color of green, of growth, and of that's part of your growth period, is being able to bring your own truth of spirit into you. Does that help you? Is that saying hello?
Oh, my, that green and that body issue, that's what happened between Monday and today. I finally was able to pinpoint that the space between my third and fourth chakra was really off, and I didn't know why, and I started working with your grounding meditation, mm-hmm. and everything changed literally within days. And so I literally had not been able to work out for 10 years.
Right.
And have my body recuperate and support the workout. It was as if lactic acid never left my muscles after a workout.
Uh-huh.
And for 10 years, I put on 40 pounds. I was miserable. And I'm someone who I love physical activity. And so with the grounding and, of course, not caring what my family thinks about me to the point where they've pretty much disowned me, and I'm okay with that because I am very aware that I chose them to work through this issue.
Exactly.
And and it's fine. It's fine. They're going to live from their religious truth. I love them, and I've already forgiven them.
Good.
But I've got to be here and do what I'm here to do.
You do, because remember, it's what you agree that is true that it becomes your truth. And it's really difficult to get away with lying these days, even if the lie is to yourself. And so right now, what you're doing is you're moving more in your own truth. And when I look at your next step with this, because I'll just quickly end with this, a next step, not what you should do or what has to happen, but what I see is it's really just about sitting and listening to your body and actually giving to your body more. Bodies need us to give to them, especially when we're growing a lot spiritually. We need to give to our bodies. What does it want? Don't deny it.
Perfect.
Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Monique. It's so nice to hear your voice again, and I'm so glad you're doing well. You look great and sound great.
Thank you.
Be well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful. I love to hear that. One of the big things I'm noticing right now that has been happening is that people are really hitting some of the deep, dark stuff, you know, the wounds, the deep sort of hurts or the big challenges or the grief or the pain. And not everybody, you know, everyone's not sitting around going, oh, I'm in pain. But, you know, that happens too. You just have to sometimes hit this stuff and realize that sometimes all that energy or that uncomfortable energy or the stuff that just doesn't feel right, it's simply not your truth. This is another thing that I know to be true, that when you have your own energy in your space, you know, and your space is your body and your aura, it's your energy field, it's your spirit and your body. When you have your own energy inside of you, your body can heal. You can heal when you are able to have your own truth, whatever that is, however you see your truth and decide to find it or make it yours. What happens is that you really do create a great healing inside of you. Things happen, again, you know, more effortlessly. It's not as hard to get things done or to figure out what you want. Often I'll get asked in a reading session with a client or, you know, regular, whether it's a regular client or somebody who I just only see once, that they're going through a time of confusion or they don't really know what it is that they're supposed to be doing or what's supposed to be happening. And what I see is that, you know, they actually do know, but what happens sometimes is that they just forget. They forget because they've forgotten, you know, what their own energy is. And when you forget what your own energy is, then you're not exactly, you know, it just becomes more difficult for you to know what your own truth is. And so what I see is that when you start to really find yours, you do find those answers without any effort whatsoever. Now, again, the number here is 800-893-9562. You're listening to Chris Cahill and Psychic Everyday Radio at Skid Row Radio, SkidRowStudios.com or Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. And you can find it at SkidRowStudios.com. And this is real radio on the internet. So thank you for tuning in tonight. Again, our show is about truth and lies. Now, there's a couple more things. Let's see. I will be, as I said, I'll be giving readings all night long. So if you want to call in and get a reading, please do. Back to truth. So there isn't one truth for everybody, not by a long shot. There, you know, there might be universal truths, and I do see that there are universal truths of things like love and forgiveness and evolution, being able to create peace and all of that stuff. But there's your truth. And then there are the demands you face to go live by somebody else's truth. And as we, you know, saw with the last caller, that one of the things she's doing in this lifetime is breaking away from other people's truth about what should be. So I believe I have another caller here. Yeah, I'd like to take this next caller. Can you tell me who is this? Hello, would you like a reading?
Hi, it's Brett.
Brett, hi Brett. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Would you like to have a reading or do you have any comments?
A reading?
Yes. Do you have a question or anything you'd like me to take a look at?
Is there someone with me?
Say that one more time.
Is there someone always like around me?
Yes. Do you mean like a being or a spirit guide or somebody who used to be in the body? Because I'm actually seeing someone who used to be in the body, who doesn't have a body anymore. And the energy I see is of a man. And he's an older man. You see, the thing is, you don't just have one. You have a few. But there's one.
Really?
Yeah, the one who showed up when you said that, when you asked that question, looks to me like he's part of your family lineage or he goes back. You might never have met him in the body or you might have met him when you were just a baby because it looks like he looks like a grandfather or great-grandfather, but he goes back a generation or two before your father. And what I see, and it's patriarchal, and what I see is, you know, it's interesting because the picture he shows, like it's kind of like what he puts in front of himself. By the way,
yep.
Is that a noise on your end? I just wonder, we're hearing something on our end. Anyway, what I see, the picture he shows is a picture of being kind of just really hanging around. It's not even, it's almost like he's reminding you that he's there. But I don't see him taking a lot of action. It's just more of a, and the energy's kind of dark or dull or a little griefy. Mm-hmm. It's not happy. And do you want me to help you? I mean, is there anything you want me to say to him or do you want a little communication?
Well, I believe it's my grandfather, my dad's father.
Yep, that's the patriarch.
Yeah, I never got to meet him. He passed away when I was one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the energy I see with him. I mean, it's not that he's necessarily even doing anything other than adding some weight to your space, you know, your energy.
Really?
And you can always say hello to him. It's almost like he's trying to remind you he existed. Because it looks like he really wanted you to know him or he really wanted you to... He wanted to have a relationship with you, but he really couldn't because, you know, you were just a baby when he left.
Yeah.
So what it looks to me like you can do is you can communicate with him. It's not a problem. It's not terrible or frightening or scary. Just say hello to him and ask him to help you out with stuff. He wants to be like the helper grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Just more communication and...
Yeah, just say hello to him. Tell him you know he's around. Okay. If you don't want him in your space, ask him if he can just meet you in your dreams or get out of your space. You don't have to entertain anything in your space if you don't want to, even your grandfather.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
He doesn't look harmful at all. He looks actually like he just wants you to say hello to him. He looks like he sort of sometimes forgets he's there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start communicating with him more and...
Yeah, do that. Go ahead and, you know, you can have fun with him, too. Tell him to go get you a parking spot. You can do that. It's actually pretty fun. You can play. Definitely.
All right, thank you, Vera.
All right, thank you so much for calling, Brett. Thanks for listening tonight.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay. And that was fun to look at. I always love to say hello to people's families, and I've gotten to do that a bunch of times. Anyway, tonight's show again is about truth and lies. And a couple of things I want to mention. I do believe I have another call coming in right now. Nope. Okay. Well, you can call. Even if you haven't, you're welcome to. And the number again is 800-893-9562. So back to some of what I was mentioning earlier, if you're finding your own truth, it actually really helps to get to know who you are and to really sit with yourself or get to know your own self, your own truth. You start to find that more. You start to find your own answers. And one of the best ways I can think of, or that I know of, to do that is to do things like meditate. And turn things off, you know, unplug everything, turn off the TV, turn off your phone, just quit texting for a few minutes and just get into your own space. Take some time to be with you and to get to really listen to yourself. A lot of times we really do create a lot of, kinds of challenges in our space, or a lot of busyness, or overworking, or overthinking, so that we don't have to listen to ourselves. And that makes it really, really tough. Makes it really hard to get clear. So when you sit and you take some space or some time, go for a bike ride, go for a walk, get away from people for a few minutes, go sit down, be with you, and get to know yourself more, and it becomes easier to tell yourself the truth. Often we will agree to be in a lie. You know, we'll agree to kind of be sitting in somebody else's lie, or to agree to a group truth that may not be true for you. You know, it might be true for your family that their favorite vacation spot is Disney. And for you, maybe that's not your truth. Maybe your truth is that you just really would rather go off to a beach somewhere and sit on it without anybody around, you know, in costumes. I don't know. So if that's your truth, then if you're trying to always go on vacation with your family, it's tough to kind of find your own thing because you might be trying to please other people. So sometimes you might not really be in your own truth because you're trying to please someone else. And that's the deal. That's what makes it a little bit more dicey or challenging. It feels sometimes like you're swimming against the current. It can be hard to be the only person who believes or feels a certain way. Now, why is all of this psychic? That's the thing. This is psychic every day, the show. So why is all of this psychic? I'll tell you why I think it is, because you have your own unique vibration, your own unique energy. It's one of a kind. And the more you get to know what your own energy is and start to work with it and heal yourself, the easier it is to really have your own abilities. It's hard to use any of the abilities you have, including your intuition, if you just, you know, keep judging them all the time or trying to make sense of them. Or if you always had abilities that were turned on for you, or you just felt, or you just knew things, or you had a gut instinct or something, if you always felt all that or saw it or knew it, and those around you were in a picture or an agreement that those weren't real, those were not real, that having psychic abilities isn't real. And a lot of people sit in that picture. A lot of people think that's not true. And I'm not going to try proving it to them. I really don't have to, and neither do you. But the trick would be to know it for yourself, to start to play with it or examine it and notice, what do you want? What works for you? What are your truths? Again, this is Chris Cahill, and the show is Psychic Every Day. I am giving readings through the show. If you would like to get one tonight, please call 1-800-893-9562. And you are listening to Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. So if you are less likely to give up space to anything that says you have to do something you don't want to do, that would be when you're listening to yourself, by the way. You'd be less likely to really use your energy or spend your energy in a way that doesn't work for you. So when you decide to go along with a truth that just isn't yours, you sink your energy into it. And what's really been fascinating in the past few years has been the fact that everything's kind of falling apart. A lot of the old truths that we used to be invested in, you know, all of us, really you can look at that as a group agreement too, a generational, or what's happening on the planet, or what's been going on with all kinds of people all over the world. So some of the things that are falling apart, here's a small list. I made a little short list earlier today. The things that are falling apart because we're getting more conscious now include religion and how we see religion. So it's changing. Those pictures are changing. Money. Okay. Money and how we see money. The food supply and what is good for us to eat. All that stuff is changing. Men and women and our pictures of what male energy and female energy are supposed to be. Gay rights, healthcare, healing, and the list goes on. You can start to look in your own life and see that too. It looks like I do have another caller here, and I'm going to give another reading. So, hello, who's here?
Chris, it's Karen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Karen. Can you hear me?
Yes, excellent. I have reception here.
Yay. Well, thanks
for
calling.
The show is awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thanks for calling in. It's a lot of fun.
Sure.
Well, what can I read for you tonight? You know what the theme is, the special for the night.
Yes, I love the topic.
The blue plate special.
I've been working a lot to get in touch with my truth, and I seem to sometimes run into blocks, like I'm almost afraid to see what's really there, when I know there can't be anything to, quote-unquote, be afraid of. But I get tripped up, and I'm looking for more fearlessness or more maybe it's more neutrality or more objectivity when I look at what do I really want? What really is there, the good, the bad, and the ugly?
That's a great question. The picture I'm seeing right away is that when you were a little kid, it looked like you were about 7 or 8, you've always had amusement your whole life, you know, just a lot of it, great gobs of amusement. And it looks like you didn't take seriously some of the things like the rules or the way other people were so serious about certain things. And I see a picture of you as a little kid going, okay, you mean that's what you believe? I'm supposed to believe that? And it looks like you at first were kind of amused by it, sort of as in, okay, well, I'll go along with your little game, you know, and it looks like when you were first in school or there was something that didn't quite sit right with your what you felt as a little kid or what you saw because you were a little psychic. And then what happened was some of the programming started to kick in about if you wanted to be safe and if you wanted to belong and if you wanted others to approve of you and if you wanted to fit in and all these things, that you were going to go along with those pictures. And what you've been doing for a few years has been destroying those pictures, you know, kind of moving them out of your way. And the stuff I was just talking about right before I took your call with the things that are falling apart on the planet now and how that's really, you know, affecting everybody in terms of how they've grounded into certain pictures or truths. And so as you were, you know, you were agreeing to that programming or to those pictures to believe in or to be part of the group so that you could feel safe. That was the picture. And as you got older and started realizing it took so much of your energy. And that's part of what you're hitting now is you're moving the energies out of your space and out of your body that just take too much energy now to keep in your body. And so you're hitting the fear and some of the control energies that are stopping you from doing that. So you're needing the time. Your body is going through a time of releasing. And I see that actually one of the big places, I kind of mentioned this real briefly earlier, people are really hitting a lot. Generally, people are hitting a lot of where the deep, dark, you know, hurts are or the invalidation or that crunchy thing you don't want to look at because what if it's true? You know, what if I really am wrong? What if I thought I wasn't wrong, but I really am? And so what I see is you're hitting that right now and you're deciding. It looks like you're going through it piece by piece and trying to decide what you keep and what you dump. And it's hard because it looks like it's taking you some time. You've actually been doing this for a while, but you're at a place now where it's getting more, it's kind of funny. You're trying to get less serious about how you take things seriously, yet you're getting more serious about getting less serious, if that makes sense. It's really funny. It cracks me up. It's really good. So what I'm seeing is, what I just see is a way for you to kind of take a next step with this, because this looks like pretty much what you're looking for. finding some amusement and not having to, you're also hitting that perfect picture energy about, I better do it right this time. And what I'm seeing is, if you don't need to do that right, like if you don't, if you can let go of needing it to be a certain way or doing it perfectly or doing it right, that what happens is you actually find amusement with the process you're in. It's like, it's almost like you were, what you've been doing for a while is kind of looking at the energy in your way and saying, well, this is just so inconvenient. I have to get this out of my way right now because it's a mess in here with all that energy. Meanwhile, that energy has been really helping you get your space with the that bigger group picture about how are you safe. And that's a lot of the stuff that's falling apart right now. So I'm kind of working really big picture here. I haven't really been going and zoning in on one little tiny thing. I don't see that there's anything wrong so much as what you're hitting is some of the really great big stuff about what is true. When if you decide to put down the mask or put down the identity you've held on to, or you know, put down whatever it's been that you've needed to hold on to keep yourself safe, and realize you don't need to. I see another picture of it as you holding on to a teddy bear that you've had a picture for a long time. Well, if I hold on to this teddy bear, it's going to keep me safe. But actually, it's not. The teddy bear is actually has nothing to do with it. It's like a placebo. And what I see the teddy bear as is that it's kind of like a picture you've held on to about what you have to do to be safe. So when I look at you taking a step with this, it looks like it's, again, releasing it little bit by little bit, just letting it go, talking to your body, letting it go, not needing to take it so seriously. There's a lot of serious energy now. It's not easy. This is not like an overnight thing. But you've been working it for a while. So does that help? Does that give you a little bit of a step forward here?
Yes, this is awesome.
Good.
This is awesome. It is a little serious. It is a little intense.
Yeah, you might want to watch some Monty Python. Go watch some Monty Python reruns, or, you know, go watch The Life of Brian or whatever. That always,
I love those guys.
You need the ridiculousness. You need something really, really ridiculous that's just great.
Yeah.
It'll help you a lot.
My favorite movie from Oscar season was Django Unchained.
I loved that movie. That was my favorite too. So you need
so
something.
Glad to see they won.
Yeah. I mean, a movie like that, or like any of the Monty Pythons, it's about letting go of old pictures. Go for it.
Got it.
No spiritual perfection needed. Just go watch a stupid movie or a good movie.
Right.
Good luck.
Excellent.
Thank you for
calling.
Chris. Have a good night, Karen.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's what I like to say to everybody else here, too. It's really not about being perfect. I do have another caller here, too. And I'll be getting to some more readings tonight throughout the evening. And the number is 800-893-9562. So, caller, I see you are here. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Diane.
Diane, thanks so much for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Okay. I'm glad I got through.
Oh, I'm glad you did, too. Thank you.
Yep.
Would you like a reading?
Yes, I would. I'm like terminally ill right now. I got sick like a few days before Christmas, and I was like out of it, you know, for a few days. And they had me drugged up and everything, and I pulled out of it. And here I am laying in bed now, and I was just wondering, you know, if you could tell what I have to look forward to.
Just in terms of what you're doing with this illness you're going through?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Picture I see is one of the big energies you're releasing, and this is you releasing as a being, you know, you the spirit, but also how your body's going through this, has to do with a self-image picture that's been sitting above your heart chakra, your fourth chakra, below your fifth chakra. So there, what's being affected here is not just your heart chakra, your affinity, your self-love, but also your self-identification. Like it's a self-identity picture. And there is an energy in there for a long time that made it difficult for you to create the kind of picture you wanted. And it looks like it made it difficult for you to either hear your voice, your own voice on that, or express that on some level. And right now what I'm seeing is that you're releasing this stuff, and it's really looks like it's like a lot of toxic energy leaving your body with this old energy going. And I see it too. It was actually when I see an energy or a control energy that's in the way, that's been in somebody's space or that's been affecting them physically, spiritually, that to me is a lie. So the lie that's been in your space, that has not been your truth. It looks like that picture that's been in the way of your own, you creating your self-image the way you want to, has been the lie in your space. And it looks like it's been sort of a demand that you hold back or be responsible, like take it on, or even if what you're taking on is somebody else's choice, you know, or someone else might choose something and you see it as being a terrible choice or, you know, painful or whatever, but you become responsible for it. And so what I'm seeing is that you're releasing this energy that's been in the way of your self-image. It's actually a very big, deep picture. And it's really been rough on your body. This is an old, old wound. Looks like it's been there your whole life and as an energy. So what I'm seeing you I never predict what will happen, but I see what's happening now is that you're letting go of some of the, there's like stuff under the surface that's really, it's a lot of pain and there's a lot of, some of the pain is not yours, but where you've held on to pain or been responsible for it. And your body just finally said, no, that's it. I'm not holding on to this anymore. You got to get it out. And that's been why you've had to be very still for a long time so that your body could. It's also your body's been trying to communicate with you for a long time.
Yeah, I haven't been out 10 weeks, so,
yeah. I know several other people and very responsible women, too, who've been out for a while, who were sick for like a month or two. And that's,
yeah,
that's a big deal.
I mean,
deal.
I can't walk or anything. I can't even walk, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
You're letting go of an old...
I do have cancer.
Yeah.
You know, which I've had since 2008.
Right.
And I had surgery and things, and but now it just took over, I guess, and they just keep finding me unresponsive, but I keep coming out of it, you know?
Yeah, your spirit's really strong. It's your body that's been really suffering from the kind of energy that you've been holding on to for a while. What I see here is one of the things I see that is useful or that's helpful and then, you know, moving forward is that releasing like a forgiveness of your body, forgiveness of yourself, just releasing like anything that doesn't feel like you, start to just let it go. That's going to help you a lot. And that's, you can even say hello to your body and start listening to it. Ask it what it wants you to let go of and just start to let it go. Okay? Thank you so much for calling in tonight. And I wish you the best with all of what your life and your healing. Be well.
Excuse me a minute.
Good night. So we are working tonight again with truth and lies. This is Chris Cahill, Psychic Everyday Radio at Skid Row Studios. I do have another call here that looks like it's coming in just a moment, but I just want to say, if you want to call in for a reading tonight, the number is 800-893-9562. So let's see, who is it that we have next? Hello there.
Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. Good evening. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling.
Oh, this is so exciting.
It is really fun. I love doing this. So tell me, what would you like a reading?
Yes, I would.
Wonderful. Well, you know my theme for tonight, and you can ask any question in there you'd like, but why don't you go ahead and ask?
Okay. So I want to ask in regards to the business that I've been working on building for the last, for the last year. I created it about, in my head, 4 years ago. Like I said, finally followed through with it this past year, and now all of a sudden it's halted, and I don't know if maybe it's because that's, you know, what I wanted and needed for myself or thought that was all I could do, you know, 4 years ago, and maybe I should be focusing on myself individually, or is this just a speed bump and this, you know, thing that I've created really is my truth?
Well, that's such a great question. And what I see is that it is true that you had to create what you were creating to get to this place where now you're feeling stuck. But it does not look to me like you're stuck. What I'm seeing is what you always wanted, what your deeper truth, what you always wanted was to shine and star and be a star, you know, to step out and to be seen. And you did create a career like that, that became your truth. But then it became easier for you to create, and I don't see it, any of what you were doing is easy. Believe me, I know you've worked really hard to get here. But in a way, in order to build yourself up to get to another level of seniority within this career, you had to create something like you're creating because you had to become senior on that level.
Right.
Remember, like, you know, you being in charge or you being the leader or you stepping up. And then also what I see that you were and what you're grappling with right now too is where sometimes it hasn't been fun to be the leader because you have to be really super responsible, or people think you're mommy and they, you know, dump energy on you, and maybe they don't mean to, or they're just being unconscious, or they're not trying to be, you know, mean. It's just simply there's the energy. And where sometimes you handle that, and that goes right up against the pictures you have of being a star. And being a star means you get to shine, you get to stand out. And for much of your life, there was a demand that you hold back. So what I see you're hitting right now, it's kind of cool. It's almost like you're at war against yourself. Like you and your, you leading your army, facing you with your opposing army. And it's like these two armies, and they're both they're different aspects of you. And one of them is this picture you came into this lifetime with, which is, I need to step up and do this. Like, this is what I'm here for. And then the other one is saying, okay, well, this is the way I'm going to get there, because I'll have permission to do it this way. I'll kind of fool them all. I'll go create something where I have to be responsible. And so,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. And so what I see that you're hitting now is, how does this get more fun for you moving forward? It looks like part of why it's on hold is because it hasn't been as much fun.
Right.
You've been wanting it. Yeah. I mean, there are parts of it that are really fun, you love, but it's kind of like, I found myself telling somebody today, one of my friends who's also a professional psychic, I found myself saying to him, you know, I just got bored with being the nice healer lady. I needed to step it up a little and make it, you know, a little more rock and roll. And that's like my own truth. And that's what I see is you became bored being the nice, you know, like boss lady or whatever. And you want to step it up and be more, you already have an edge, and you're finding that sometimes when you try to balance both these things, your edge gets a little dulled, and you're trying to get your edge back. And because that's really where your energy rocks, and that's where you create things without really even trying, where it's so effortless for you. So what I'm seeing here is not that you have been in a lie, but that you're actually scratching through an old identity picture to get to really the core of it. And one of the pictures I see at the core is that it's not about having to define who you are or need a reason that makes sense to anybody else, but that simply you get to be. Because I could see you creating so many different things along with what you're creating. Now, right now, you're waiting for, it's like what you do, and I mean, I happen to know what you do, and just telling everybody here that I do know your business, that you also are dependent on a lot of other people to kind of show up and bring their energy to the table. And it looks like you're tired of waiting for other people to decide they're going to show up and bring their energy to the table. Because sometimes you just want to blast ahead, you know, all that fire. You're like, I have to go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So what I see you're trying to do is find a way to clear this frustration. And when I look at you doing that, the picture is just being honest with yourself. Just say, okay, it's not that you want to throw away what you've been doing, because I don't see it's a lie to have done what you've been doing, because it's really helped you bring out another aspect of yourself, which is the leader, and to learn how to have a level of seniority where if you hadn't done this, you could have skirted it for a long time. You know, you wouldn't have had to step up and had to take seniority. But there's a difference between seniority and responsibility for others. And this is what you're hitting now.
Okay.
So what I'm looking at you with the next step is sitting down and looking and saying, how can I redo this for myself, or do I need to make it more fun for me?
Right.
It doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong. The reason why you're at an impasse looks like because you are trying to get some space with everything rather than just rushing breakneck ahead, you know, breakneck speed ahead, kind of, you know, step back and look and see, what do I want to do next? So how do I want to direct my energy?
Yeah. Well, because it feels like I'm pulling this whole, you know, carriage behind me, and it's. But I just, I'm like, do I just unstrap it from my back and run off and go, you know, well, to be the individual? But that's not at the end of the day what I see down the road.
No, and it doesn't look like that's going to serve you. But it looks like there's another way to have a relationship with that creation you have. In other words, look and see, are you making it your baby? Stop making it your baby. Look and see if you are, if you can rearrange your agreements with everyone you work with, and not making them wrong or you wrong, but rearrange agreements, you know, so that they work for you. Things like that.
Yeah.
That's going to make a big difference. And also the first one, again, the very first thing is tell yourself the truth. It's okay. There's nothing shameful about not wanting to do things the way you were doing them.
Right.
You just might be done doing it the way you were doing it. And there's just a way of changing it because you've changed.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and you've look if you and the other thing, too, there's one more thing here. And I bet I've said this to you before. Get some perspective on how far you've come because you've come really far. You have.
So
you I know you do. I know we all do. We all do. But sometimes we just can't have it yet because it's we couldn't handle it all right now. And
yeah,
there's stuff to learn on the way.
Right. The biggest thing is kind of like you said, re-identifying myself as far as not having to be the responsible person, and that's why I'm the leader. I'm the leader because I'm the best fitted for what I'm trying to do here.
And you're the leader.
I know how to get raised, mommy.
Yeah, you're the leader because it's your picture and your mock-up. You're the one who created this. So now you get to decide what you're going to do with your creation. That's your next step. Yeah. Sit with it. Go maybe go on a retreat. Get away from everyone. Get them out of your space.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I like that. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Leanne. Be well, and thanks so much for calling in and for listening.
Sounds good. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So we have about another 7 minutes or so here at Psychic Every Day at Skid Row Studios. Again, this is Chris Cahill, your host. SkidRowStudios.com is where you can find this wonderful station. This is real radio on the internet. And I will be taking at least one more call tonight. Again, my theme for the evening, my special is Truth and Lies. So is my next caller here? Hello there. Hi, you're on the radio live. Who's here? Hello? I don't think anyone's here. I'm hanging that one up. Okay. If you just called and you're trying to get a call or get a reading, please call back in. And anyway, so back to some of the stuff I wanted to talk to you a little bit about tonight with Truth and Lies. I've really been talking a little about truth and having your own truth. But there are a few lies I'd like to mention that are a big one, that are big lies that are coming up for people right now. And these are lies that when I see a lie, it's just that it's not your own truth. But sometimes you don't know that. You might have energy in your space that convinces you of one thing or another being true. And when you start to look a little closer and step out of judgment of yourself and look and see, is this even my truth? You might find that maybe it's not. So here's a few of those. If you have energy that's been kind of hanging out in your space that's been invalidating or telling you you're wrong, or that you're not talented, or that you'll never get what you want, or it's too late, or what's the point, and all that, that's not your own energy. It may be that it's true that you've chosen to have that energy in your space right now because you're trying to learn what your own energy is. And when I say your own energy, that's your own spirit, your own who you are, you know, you as a being, and there's just one of you. You're one of a kind. So when you find you are hitting different sorts of beliefs or just, you know something to be true, but it's not a good thing, I would suggest that you kind of step back a little bit and see, is this actually even really something I need to solve? Is it even my truth? Does it even make sense? You know, and it's kind of fun. I was starting to get into the pictures that are clearing or that are changing, the different kinds of things we've always taken for true in our culture, and you know, just everybody's got their own pictures and their different communities or groups, families, countries, their cities, their towns. Everybody's got their own different pictures of what's real. So one of my favorite pictures that is also kind of blowing up right now, we're releasing, is the one about starving artists. And I remember, because I graduated from art school, I remember really believing in art school that it was very difficult to get a job or to create a job as an artist or to make money, and that it was all about starving artists. And I always resisted the picture, but I believed it until I started doing it myself. And then I realized, oh yeah, that was not true. And it's not necessarily true for anyone, but I'm not going to go judging someone else who has the picture. So it looks like I have another caller, and this will be probably my last call for the evening. Hello there. Who's here? Hi. Would you like a reading? No, I guess I don't have a caller. Anyway, so continuing that starving artist lie or any other lie. One of the other ones that comes up for a lot of creators, and I know a lot of people who are creators, between being, you know, artists, musicians, writers, or comedians, or actors, or any kind of, you know, anybody in the performing arts, anyone who creates on any level, that often we might be told as children that it's great to be creative, it's really wonderful, how nice, that's lots of fun, but it's not a very good career to pick. And it really isn't it doesn't make a lot of sense, and it's not something that, you know, you can really count on. And you need to get a day job. And, you know, that can be very true, that you actually might choose a career path in the arts where you do need to have a day job for a while. But if you believe that you can never make money doing something creative, then you will decide to create that lie. If you believe that that's what's true, then that's what you'll create. But if you as a being decide, well, I'm going to go and see how I can use my energy to create something that I really want, that I really feel. So back to that lie about, you know, maybe there's something you really wanted to have as a child, and yet you saw your dad go to work every day at a job that he hated. Maybe he liked his job, but it didn't look to you like maybe it was all that fun. You didn't want to have that job. Maybe you had teachers who said, well, this is what you're good at. I remember having a career counselor in high school telling me I should go take some secretarial course or other because I wanted to be an artist. And I just looked at her and I said, I'm never going to do that. And I don't ever want to learn how to type. And in fact, I never did as a result. It was very funny. But she just looked at me like I was nuts. Like, aren't you being practical? You don't want to go get a real degree in business. So that's not real. And what's very funny is that all of that was not true for me, and I knew it. And for you, that may be the case as well, that there's something you have deep in your heart or in your life somewhere, something you really feel that you want to do. And if that's the case, I would suggest that you actually really listen to that. Rather than go into the energy or the picture that says you can't have what you want, or that you have to believe what other people said is true, it might be time for you to start and look for yourself. So that's your homework for this week. Find out what your truth is this week as much as you can. Listen to yourself and go into it. Go into the pictures for you. Like, what do you feel is true? What do you want to have? We are about to sign off for the evening, but a couple things I want to say. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to my callers. I'll be back next Wednesday at 7:00 Pacific time here at skidrowstudios.com, Real Radio on the internet, with another Psychic Everyday episode. And next week, I'm going to focus on the energy of healing, energy healing, and what is healing. And we're going to go into that. I will be taking more calls next week, so call back in. And you can check this show out at skidrowstudios.com in the archives. And it will also be a podcast on iTunes in a day or so. So thank you again to everyone here. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you to Jeremy and Skid Row Studios. And I also want to thank Amadeus Baj, whose music opens and closes my show. Thank you so much for the use of your music, my Baj. Okay, good night, everybody. Thanks.